$75 million contract extension. Indians fall to the White Sox 4-2, but Cleveland agrees to a multi-year extension with catcher Carlos Santana. The Marlins take care of the Phillies 6-2, but all the headlines surrounding manager Ozzie Guillen and his comments in Time magazine that express admiration for Cuban dictator Fidel Castro. He'll face the media and fans in Miami Tuesday morning with a 10:30 Eastern Time press conference. NBA, the Spurs leave Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker at home. Keep it close until the fourth quarter in Utah when the Jazz pull away 91-84. Devin Harris with 25. The Lakers rest Kobe Bryant and his sore shin against the Hornets. So who steps up with the game on the line?
Bynum double teamed, out to Sessions, over to Meta World Peace, download to Gasol. Gasol with 5 on the clock, 4 on the clock. Meta World Peace for 3. It's good! Meta World Peace! Puts the Lakers up 89-86. Minute and a half to go in the fourth.
Huge triple on ESPN LA 710 powers the Lakers 93-91. Magic don't have Dwight Howard because of back spasms, but they pound the Pistons 119-89, and the Grizzlies cool the red-hot Clippers 94-85. Mark Gasol nets 18 points and 8 boards.
Baseball season is officially upon us, and Buster Olney will be in studio all 4 hours on Tuesday morning with Mike and Mike as we look all through the start of the baseball season, plus Jason Stark and John Clayton as well. Mike and Mike, ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
SportsCenter all night on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Introducing Progressive's exclusive snapshot discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at Progressive.com.
I'm Jay Reynolds. Thanks for being here for SportsCenter all night. Taking you up to Mike and Mike in the morning, 6 o'clock Eastern Time here on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio SportsCenter all night, presented by Progressive Insurance. And yes, we are waiting for the other shoe to drop in New Orleans. We'll have more on that straight ahead. We're also waiting to see what drops on the Marlins this spring. You heard what's going down in Miami, the comments to Time magazine, which showed admiration for Fidel Castro. The Marlins this week are in Philly, but Tuesday's an off day, so Ozzie Guillen will leave the team briefly. He'll be in Miami in the morning in an attempt to quell the current uproar. Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon, pardon the interruption.
Wilbon, is Ozzie going to survive this?
Tony, my instinct is to say he will, because Ozzie seems to understand at this point, and I don't think it's too late, that he has angered people deeply, the Cuban American and Cuban community in South Florida, and he's got to address it. And flying back and saying, I'm not going to issue a statement, I'm going to talk, and presumably mean that means taking questions as well. I think he gets that, Tony, but I don't know that this is over. And Dan Le Batard, our dear friend, he hinted that this could happen before when Ozzie was hired.
Yes.
He talked about this.
Yes.
And this is not my cultural area of expertise, but clearly there were people who anticipated a problem and now there's a problem.
Dan also said that for his parents' generation who fled Castro in Cuba, that Castro was like Hitler. Well, I can tell you this. You can't praise Hitler and keep your job. And you can't praise Bin Laden and keep your job. You just cannot do it. This may reverberate for Ozzie in that same way. He was hired to put a Latin face on the Miami team, which had gone out, spent a lot of money, acquired a lot of players, built a new stadium. You know, at the very least in this, Mike, I think this is strike two. Not strike one, but
yeah,
strike two.
But you know, Tony, when you hire Ozzie Guillen, this is part of what you get. He is going to speak his mind.
Yes.
There are going to be some
you
people
get
who don't like
volatility,
it.
But you cannot in Miami praise Fidel
Castro. But Tony,
Castro.
Let me say this
you
also. This is an important part of this. This is not, the Latin community in South Florida is not, nor anywhere, homogeneous. Communities get larger. They have new constituencies which move in different ways. This is not 1990 also. So there are some constituencies
this,
that may feel differently. I don't know where you can go with this. I don't know.
Ian has said he knows he heard a lot of people, and he says his news conference will be open to anybody who wants to be there. 10:30 Eastern Time in Miami on Tuesday. Silver lining for the Marlins on Monday. They spoil the Phillies' home opener. They beat them 6-2. Anibal Sanchez gets the win. Outpitches Cole Hamels. Omar Infante hitting a pair of solo homers en route to the win. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, Homer Bailey Unfortunately, he had the wrong first name to be working with on the mound against the Cardinals.
Here's a shot deep into center field. Back. Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah. These Redbirds are going wild. Molina back to back with three. And it's 4-0, Cards. Woohoo. The third home run of the game. We're only in the first inning.
Mike Shannon, KMOX. Cardinals go on to a 7-1 win, just their second win in the last seven games in Cincinnati. How about the Mets? Still up.